Responsive design is a fundamental approach in modern web development. It refers to the ability of a web page or application to adapt its layout and visual presentation automatically depending on the screen size, device type, and orientation of the user's screen. In other words, the same HTML page must display correctly on a large desktop monitor, a tablet, and a smartphone, without requiring separate versions of the site. Before responsive design became standard practice, developers often built two separate websites, one for desktop computers and one for mobile devices. This approach was costly to maintain and quickly became impractical as the number of different screen sizes and devices exploded. The responsive design philosophy solves this problem elegantly by using flexible layouts, fluid images, and conditional style rules. Why responsive design matters for a full-stack web developer? As a full-stack web developer, you are responsible for both the front-end, what the user sees, and the back-end, server logic, databases, APIs. Even though the back-end does not directly handle the visual rendering of a page, the data you send from the server must be structured and delivered in a way that the front-end can consume and display correctly on any device. Understanding responsive design ensures that the interfaces you build or supervise are accessible and functional for all users, regardless of the device they use. Statistically, more than half of global web traffic now comes from mobile devices. Failing to implement responsive design means potentially losing half of your audience. Search engines like Google also rank mobile-friendly pages higher in search results, which means responsive design has a direct impact on the visibility of a web application. The viewport and its role. The concept of the viewport is central to responsive design. The viewport is the visible area of a web page on a given device. On a desktop computer, the viewport is generally the width of the browser window. On a mobile device, the browser would traditionally render the page at a desktop width, often 980 pixels, and then scale it down, making text tiny and unusable. To fix this, you must add a specific HTML meta tag in the head of your HTML document. Metaname equals viewport content equals width equals device width, initial scale equals 1.0 greater than. This instruction tells the browser to set the viewport width equal to the actual screen width of the device, width equals device width, and to display the page at its natural size without any initial zoom, initial scale equals 1.0. Without this meta tag, media queries, explained below, will not work as expected on mobile devices. Introduction to Cascading Style Sheets version 3. Cascading Style Sheets version 3, commonly called CSS 3, is the latest major revision of the CSS language used to style HTML elements. CSS 3 introduced a wide range of new features that make it much easier to create visually rich, responsive, and animated interfaces without relying on external tools or images. CSS 3 is not a single specification but a collection of modules, each covering a specific domain: selectors, box model, colors, backgrounds, borders, text effects, transformations, transitions, animations, and layout modules such as Flexbox and Grid. In this course, we focus on the foundational tools of CSS 3 that directly enable responsive design. Media queries, the backbone of responsive design. Media queries are a CSS 3 feature that allows you to apply specific style rules only when certain conditions about the device or browser window are met. The most common condition is the width of the screen or viewport. Here is a basic example of a media query. Add media, max width, 768px. Body, font size, 14px. In this example, the rule inside the media query, setting the font size to 14 pixels, will only apply when the viewport width is 768 pixels or less. This is how you can tell the browser. On small screens, use a smaller font. You can also use min width to target screens larger than a certain size. At media, min width, 1024px. Dot container. Max width, 1200px. Margin, 0 auto. This rule applies only when the viewport is at least 1024 pixels wide, making the container centered with a maximum width of 1,200 pixels on larger screens. The values at which layout changes are triggered are called breakpoints. Common breakpoints are 480 pixels or less, small smartphones; 768 pixels, tablets and large smartphones; 1,024 pixels, small laptops and tablets in landscape mode; 1,280 pixels and above, desktop computers. These values are not mandatory. Good practice is to define breakpoints based on where your layout starts to break or look uncomfortable, rather than targeting specific devices. Mobile-first versus desktop-first approach. There are two main strategies for writing responsive styles. The desktop-first approach means you write default styles for large screens and then use max-width media queries to override them for smaller screens. The mobile-first approach means you write default styles for small screens and then use min-width media queries to add complexity for larger screens. The mobile-first approach is generally recommended today, for several reasons. Mobile devices often have less processing power, and loading styles intended for desktop computers on a mobile device wastes resources. With mobile-first, the browser on a small device loads only the essential styles, while larger devices load additional complexity on top of the base styles. Here is a mobile-first example. Dot card. Display, block. Width, 100%. At media, min width, 768px. Dot card. Display, inline block. Width, 48%. At media, min width, 1024px. Dot card. Width, 30%. In this example, on a small screen, each card takes up the full width. On a tablet-sized screen, cards share the width 2 per row. On a large screen, 3 cards fit per row. Fluid units and flexible dimensions. A key principle of responsive design is to avoid fixed pixel sizes as much as possible for layout elements. Instead, use relative units that scale with the screen or the parent element. The main relative units in CSS3 are percentage, percent. Expresses a size relative to the parent element. For example, width, 50% means the element takes half the width of its container. M, relative to the font size of the current element. If the element has a font size of 16 pixels, then 1m equals 16 pixels, and 2m equals 32 pixels. Rem, rootm, relative to the font size of the root element, the HTML element. This is more predictable than M because it does not depend on the cascade of parent elements. If the root font size is 16 pixels, then 1 rem is always 16 pixels regardless of nesting. VW, viewport width. 1 VW equals 1% of the viewport width. For example, width, 100 VW means the element is as wide as the viewport. VH, viewport height. 1 VH equals 1% of the viewport height. Using these units instead of fixed pixels allows elements to resize naturally as the screen changes. Flexible images and media. Images and videos that have a fixed pixel size can overflow their containers on small screens. A simple and effective CSS3 rule to make images flexible is im. Max width, 100%. Height, auto. This tells the browser that an image should never exceed the width of its container, and its height should adjust proportionally. This single rule is one of the most important in responsive design and is present in virtually every responsive style sheet. CSS3 box model and box sizing. The box model is a fundamental concept in CSS. Every HTML element is rendered as a rectangular box. This box consists of four areas, from inside to outside: the content area, the padding, space inside the border itself, and the margin, space outside the border. By default in CSS, when you set a width of 300 pixels on an element, this width applies only to the content area. If you add padding of 20 pixels on each side, the total rendered width becomes 340 pixels. This behavior can cause unexpected layout issues in responsive design. CSS3 introduced the box sizing property with the value border box, which changes this behavior. With border box, the specified width includes the padding and the border. Before, after. Box sizing, border box. This rule, applied universally with the asterisk selector and the pseudo elements, is considered best practice and is included at the start of most modern style sheets. It makes sizing elements much more predictable. CSS3 new visual features supporting responsive design. Beyond layout tools, CSS3 introduced several properties that improve the visual adaptability of interfaces. The border radius property creates rounded corners without images. For example, border radius, 8px. The box shadow property adds shadows to elements. Box shadow, 02px, 8px, or RGB 0, 0, 0, 0, 0.2. The text shadow property adds shadows to text. The opacity property controls the transparency of an element from 0, fully transparent, to 1, fully opaque. The transition property allows smooth animated changes between two CSS states, such as a button changing color when hovered over. Transition, background color 0.3 SEs. The transform property allows rotating, scaling, translating, or skewing elements. Transform, rotate 45 degrees, or transform, scale 1.2. The RGBA and HESLA color functions allow defining colors with an alpha, transparency, channel, which is useful for creating overlay effects. The CSS3 custom properties, also called CSS variables, allow defining reusable values. For example, primary color, #3498DB, and then using it with color, var primary color. This is extremely useful in responsive design to change a set of values globally at a breakpoint. Putting it all together, a simple responsive layout example. Consider a web page with a navigation bar, a main content area with three columns, and a footer. On desktop screens, the three columns sit side by side. On tablet screens, two columns are visible. On mobile screens, each column stacks vertically. Using a mobile-first approach with percentage widths and media queries. Dot column. Width, 100%. Padding, 16px. Box sizing, border box. At media, min width, 768px. Dot column. Width, 50%. Display, inline block. Vertical align, top. At media, min width, 1024px. Dot column. Width, 33.33%. This code starts with each column occupying 100% of the width, stacked vertically on mobile, then adapts to show two columns side by side on tablets, and three columns on desktops. Summary of key concepts. Responsive design is the practice of building web interfaces that adapt visually to any screen size. Its main building blocks, enabled by CSS3, are the viewport meta tag, which ensures the browser renders the page at the correct scale on mobile devices, media queries, which apply different CSS rules depending on screen size or other conditions, relative units, percentages, rem, m, vw, vh, which allow elements to scale fluidly, flexible images with max width, 100% and height, auto, the box sizing, border box property, which makes layout sizing predictable. CSS3 visual enhancement features like transitions, transforms, shadows, and custom properties. Mastering these concepts is the first step toward building professional, accessible, and modern web applications. In the following chapters, you will deepen this knowledge with Flexbox, a powerful one-dimensional layout system, and CSS Grid, a two-dimensional layout system, both of which are essential tools for any full-stack web developer building complex and responsive user interfaces.